Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Svi ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Hey, and we left off at the bottom of Dalid Amud Beis at the words Tanan. So that what we just learned at the very end of Dalad Amud Beis is that Rabba Islay de Rava, that really it's not just the Machlokas Rabba and Rava. Rabba who said that the reason for B'fanei Nechta B'fanei Nechta is because She'ein Bikin Lishma. People are not experts on the din of Lishma, really agrees to Rava, who says that the reason for B'fanei Nechta B'fanei Nechta is that there weren't people able to be Mekayim Lishtar. There weren't Shayaris Mitsuyos. There weren't people that go back and forth that are able to recognize the signatures. Rabba really agrees to Rava, but Rabba adds an additional reason, also Lishma, but they both agree that one of the reasons was Levishayin Eidim Mitzuyin Lekaimus. Now the Gemara is going to continue to challenge the opinion of Rabba. Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah later on in Testament Beis, HaMevi Get M'mdina Sayam Ve'eino Yochal Lomar B'Faneta T'Faneta. We'll see why in a minute, but a person brings a get from the M'dina Sayam, he's a Shliach, and he's not able to say if the get has witnesses on it, so then the guy can't say b'fanei nechtam. So what you do is just find people that recognize the signatures, try to find people that recognize the signatures, and that way the get will be kosher. Now wait a second. Sounds like all we care about is kiyum shtaros. What about lishma? So you see, you don't care about Lishma. So you see, it's a kasha against Rabba. Says the Gemara, V'havinim bo, we ask about this, Mai ve'inu yochel lomar. Who is this dude that is not capable of saying b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta? Ilema cheresh. If you tell me he's deaf, and in times of the, usually when the Gemara says cheresh, it means a deaf person who can't speak. He can't hear and he can't speak. So that's why he can't say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. He's deaf. He's not a bar das. Says the Gemara, Cheresh bar asuya yidu. Is a Cheresh kosher to be a shliach to deliver a get at all? No, a Cheresh is not kosher to deliver a get at all. He's not a kosher shliach. Forget about saying b'fanei nechtam. He's not a kosher shliach. Vatanan, hakol ksherim lahavi yisaget. Everybody is kosher to be a shliach to bring a get. Chutz mi Cheresh shod v'katan. A Cheresh shod v'katan don't have das. And someone who doesn't have das can't be a shliach. Someone who does not have das can't be a shliach to bring the get. The Gemara learns this out of Maseches Kedushin from a pasuk by Karban Pesach. It says, "V'yikhu lahem ish selav esavos selabayis. Ish zoiche v'lo akotan zoiche." That, you know, if you want one person to be kaina the Karban Pesach on behalf of the group, so it's got to be an ish, a bar das. A guy who's a katan can't make a kinyan on behalf of other people. Just like a katan can't make a kinyan, so to a cheresh shayt of a katan, these are people who don't have das. Cheresh shayt of a katan can't make a kinyan on behalf of other people. Can't be a shliach on behalf of other people. Ein shlichus lekatan. And someone who's a shayt can't make a shliach. Good morning to Harav Dov Binyamin Ben Shneir Zalman Don HaKohen. To Avram Yehuda. To Rav Mordechai. To Avi. To Dr. Avram David. Dr. Joe. To David Yoshua and to Tzvika, says the Gemara, the Amar Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef responded and answered, Hacha b'maya askinan kigon shenisado la kishu pikech. The husband appointed the shliach, and the shliach gave the woman the get when he was healthy. He was a pikeach. He wasn't yet a cheresh. And then let's say he went crazy and whatever it was, or he couldn't speak. Before he had a chance to say the words, he became nuts. He became a cheresh. He couldn't hear and he got all disoriented. And now he was not able to speak. Wow.
After he gave her the get.
So he was a kasher shliach. And now, all of a sudden, he became a cheresh in between the time, in the toch de dibur, in the 2.5 seconds between the delivery of the get and being able to say Then he became a cheresh. That's what the Gemara says. That's what Rav Yosef. So that's what it's talking about. Now, since he can't say it, so we say he can't say it. So just get kiyum shtar. So okay, wait a second. So if you get two people recognize the signatures, you'll be okay on the kiyum shtaris issue. But according to Rabbah, there's another thing that Fana Nechta Fana Tev had to accomplish, and that is Lishma. But you don't have Lishma here. So this is Raya to Rava, a question against Rabbah. Says the Gemara, L'Rava Nicha, L'Rabba Kashya. What is getting people recognize the signatures? What's that going to help for the Lishma? It's going to help for the Kiyum Shtaros, but it's not going to help for the Lishma. Answers the Gemara, wow. That Mishnah that says that if a guy can't say Bifana Nechtav, just find people who recognize the signatures, that's talking about after the world learned the laws of Lishma. La'acha shalamdu. Everybody learned the laws of Lishma, and that's why even Rabbah would agree La'acha shalamdu. All you need is kiyum shtaros, says the Gemara. What kind of an answer is that? Ihachi yochol nami. Even if that's true, even if a guy is able to say b'fanei nechtam, so then he shouldn't have to say it. He could just get two edim to all he should need is two edim to be mekayem mechosamov. Says the Gemara, you're right. But he still has to say b'fanei nechtam. Why? Because they are yachta dover l'kulkulo. According to Rabbah, who are afraid, maybe there'll come a time where Bezdin will once again forget the laws of Lishma, and therefore a guy has to say b'fanei nechtam, because maybe, even though now we don't need it for Lishma, according to Rabbah, but we're afraid maybe people will forget the din. So we make you say b'fanei nechtam, just in case it'll come another time in history where people will forget the dinim of Lishma. Says the Gemara, if that's true, yachi eino yachal nami, then even a guy who's not able, then if you're worried about gzeir shem yachza devil kukulo, how come if the shliach, they should have disqualified the get, even if he's not able to say it, why aren't we worried shem yachza devil kukulo, and it shouldn't work if you don't say b'fanei nechtam? Says Gemara, no. Pikech v'nischarish milsa d'lo shchicha. This kind of a case where a guy was a pikech at the time of the delivery, and then in the middle he became mamish acherish, mamish at that second, and now he's not able to say it. That's the case we're talking about. That's a milsa d'lo shchicha. So milsa d'lo shchicha lo gazer barabanan. Since now it's kosher, so what are you worried about? Maybe it'll come a time where people once again won't know. That's a milsa. That's a milsa. We're not going to make a gzera on a milsa d'lo shchicha. That's the general rule in Shas. That milsa d'lo shchicha lo gazer barabanan. That we're not worried about both of those things happening to happen. The guy's going to become a pikech and a scharish, and so we're going to make a gzera that we're going to disqualify the get, because maybe a time period will come in history that people are going to forget about the laws of Lishma. That's lo shchicha and lo gazer barabanan. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, but I have another case that's not shchiach. And we do make the gzera, v'ha isha d'lo shchicha, but a woman carrying her own get, mimendina sayam, is also very infrequent. Utnan, ha'isha atzma, we learned later on in the Mishnah, chav gimelom and beis, ha'isha atzma, v'ya gittu bovad, she'etzricha loma, b'fanei nechtam. What do you mean? And you tell me, that's talking about a case, la'achar shalomdu. And how come over there we're saying that a woman has to bring it? That's also a lo shchiach case. And she has to say b'fanei nechtam. So you see that you had to say it even when in a case that's not frequent. And if she doesn't say it, it's disqualified. So how come when it comes to a pikech v'nischarish, we say that it's okay if he doesn't say it? But by a woman, it's also lo shchiach, we say that she has to say it. Answers the Gemara, No, we don't want to make a distinction between men and women, between this shliach and that shliach, because if a woman can get away without saying it, then we'll say that that a man also can get away without saying it. And by a man, we make a gzeira. By a regular man, we say He has to say before nechtefanechtem, even la'achas shalamdu, because we're afraid gzeir shematachsa dalik kulo. So even though a woman is lo shchiach, but you don't want to make distinctions between regular shlichim. Pikech ben ischarish, that's a wild, wacky case. But a woman, bring a get, even though it's also lo shchiach. But we don't want to make distinctions between a healthy man and a healthy woman. And therefore, there's no difference. And therefore, you have to say, a person who is not capable of saying it, that's where we made a dispensation. But as long as somebody is capable of saying it, we don't want to make a distinction between man and woman. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi, Baal Nami. So what about if the husband himself brings the get? He also should have to say, if you want to say Shalom Tachluk Bishlichas, the husband should also have to say, Alamatani, how can we learn the Braisa? Hu Atzmo Shehevi Gito. So if the woman brings it, she has to say b'fanatam. But if the husband brings it, he doesn't have to say b'fanatam. Why don't you say the same thing? Shelo tachlok b'shlichus. We don't want to make distinctions. And if a husband's capable of saying it, he should have to say it. Says the Gemara. A husband should have to say b'fanatam. What are we worried about? What's the whole reason b'fanatam? That the husband's going to come and say it was a forgery. What, the husband's going to come and bring the get? He's going to bring the get and he's going to deliver the get. Then he's going to say it's a forgery. He's going to look like an idiot. Says the Gemara, Yachi Baal Nami, Lama Tani, Hu Atzma Shevi Gita, and Tzach Lama. That's the Gemara. Wait a second. No. Time of my Amra Abad and Tzach Lama, Fanat Tana Nechtam. What's the reason why a Shliach who's carrying a get has to say Fanat Tana Nechtam? Dilma Asi Baal Ma'aru Pasilei. What are we worried? If a shliach's carrying get l'mdina sayam, we're afraid maybe the husband never intended to write the get, never intended to deliver the get, and it's a forgery. That's what we're about, the husband to come along and say it's a forgery. If the husband himself is bringing the get and gives it to the wife, he can't later come and say it's a forgery. He gave it, says the Gemara. Hashta mikat nagat lebiyadei. If he himself is carrying it and we see him delivering it to the woman, the urei kamara le. What? He's the guy carrying it. He's going to then say, oh, it was a forgery. We're not worried about that. And therefore, a husband never has to say b'fanayachtam, b'fanayachtam, because we're not worried that a husband himself is going to come along and say it's a forgery. We're going to say, you idiot, you delivered it. So you can't now claim it's a forgery. If you delivered the get yourself, you can't say that it wasn't written l'shma. Oh. The Gemara is, okay, so this challenge against Rabba, we tried to bring a challenge against Rabba from the Mishnah that said that a guy who's not able to speak, he just can find Adam to do Kiyum Shtaros. So we rejected that. It's not a good Kasha. So the Gemara tries to bring another challenge against Rabba who said that the reason for B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam is not only Kiyum Shtaros, but also Lishma. Tashma, says the Gemara, coming here, proof. Dubai Mene Shmuel Mirav Huna. Shmuel asked the question, Rav Huna, Shayim Sheviu get Medina Sayam. Let's say you have two people who are carrying the get. Srichen Shayom Befanayim Nechtam or Ein Srichen. If two people are carrying the get, do they have to say Befanayim Nechtam, Befanayim Nechtam, and Befanayim Nechtam? Do they have to say it or not? Amalei Rav Huna responded to Shmuel. Ein Srichen. They do not have to say it because it's all about Kiyum Shtaros. And here you have two people that recognize the signatures. They could also do Kiyum Shtaros. So you see, it's all about Kiyum Shtaros. If these two witnesses would testify and say that the husband divorced the wife in front of her, they would be believed. They would be believed, says the Gemara. L'ravanicha, l'rabba, kashya. So this makes sense according to Rava, but according to Rabba, so they're believed. But what about lishma? But what they should have to say fanechtam in order to testify that the get was written lishma. If you tell me that's one of the reasons for it. So how could Rav Huna say that they don't have to say b'fanetan? That seems to be a proof to Rava that all we care about is Kiyum Shtaros because these two people they recognize the signatures, they're always available to do Kiyum Shtaras. So like Rava, we understand why they don't have to say B'fanei Nachtam, because they're always available to do Kiyum Shtaras themselves. But if it was an issue of Lishma, how do we know the get was written Lishma? Said L'Rava Nich L'Rava Kasha, answer the Gemara, like we said before. Hacham Mayaskin La'acha Shalamdu. It's after all the Batei Din learned the dinim of Lishma, even Rabba agrees we're no longer worried about Lishma. Says Gemara, Ihachi Chad Nami. Wait a second, but if that's true, it's Acha Shalamdu. Even one aid should be able to say, how come he has to say B'fanei Nechtav? How come one aid has to say B'fanei Nechtav? Now, wait a second. This line doesn't make any sense. What do you mean, how come one aid doesn't have to say it? But one aid, it's a problem of Kiyum Shtaros. Even Rava would have a problem. What do you mean? Even for Rava, there's a problem. So what in the world does this line mean? So Tosis and the Rasal, Iyahachi Yachol. That's this long Tosis. Iyahachi Yachol Nami. Fim Tomar. My kashli l'rava, ki hechi de l'rava nichale, de mefarsh in a yachol, tsarach kiyum chosamav, avol yachol, sagi v'om v'fanei nechtam, hachanami farsh l'rava. So, Tosis has two explanations. You understand the problem, Rabbi? You say, yachi chad nami, if it's l'ach shalom, do even one person shouldn't have to say it? What do you mean? One person, according to Rava, if it's only one person, everyone should agree you have to say B'fanei Nechtav because you have no Kiyum Shtaros. You don't have two witnesses. So you have nobody recognize the signature. So why does the Gemara mean that, oh, if it's true, we're talking after Acha Shalamdu, so even one person shouldn't have to say B'fanei Nechtav? No. There's another reason. If it's two people, so then you have two people to recognize the signatures. But if it's only one person, who's going to recognize you? You only have one person. That's not enough for the recognizing of the signatures. He should have to say B'fanei Nechtav. So what's going on with So Tosis has two answers. Rabbeinu Tam explains that the Gemara's kasha was, why did Shmuel not ask Rav Huna la'acha shalamdu? Why did Shmuel not ask him, what's the din if two Edim were Mekayim the get? In other words, we're talking about a case where two Edim were already Mekayim it. Would the shliach also have to say b'fanei nechtav just for the lishma? Oh, that's the pshat. In other words, we should have asked him another kasha. That Rav Huna should have asked Shmuel another kasha. Shmuel should have asked Rav Huna, if you're talking after all the bezin already knows about lishma, everybody knows about lishma, so there's no reason to say b'fanei nechtav for lishma. And let's say you have the guy brings the get. And you have two Edim that already were Mekayim it. So the only din is Lishma. So that's what he should have asked him. What's the din if two Edim were Mekayim the get? And the Chiddush Aaron also writes like that. That's what the Gemara's question means. Why did Shmuel only ask, why Yachi Chad Nami, meaning, and there was already a Kiyum Shtaros. That's what it means. You have to fetch that into the Gemara. There was already a Kiyum Shtaros. The Gemara answers, it was obvious to Shmuel that we're worried, Shema Yaksa Davul Kakul. That's Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara means to ask in a case where there was already a Kiyum Shtaros. So we're not worried about Kiyum Shtaros. That's Rabbeinu Tam's answer. The Re explains differently. The Re explains, one second. The Re explains a little bit differently. The Re explains the Kasha is, not that you already had Kiyum Shtaros. The Re explains, Rav Huna answered Shmuel la'acha shalamdu, that if two people bring the get, you don't have to say b'fanei nechtam la'acha shalamdu because you don't need Kiyum Shtaros. So Gemara is asking, so to a shliach echad who brings the get ba'osa medina b'medina sayam. The kasha is going on Ba'osa Medina, Medina Sayam. That within a place that they do have Shayaros Mitsuyos. Oh. So then you shouldn't have to say B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav. And the Gemara earlier said that according to Rabbah, even if you bring it Ba'osa Medina, Medina Sayam, you have to say it. Okay, so you have to say one of those two answers. One of those chat. When the Gemara says Yachi Chadnami, it means Ba'osa Medina Medina Sayam. Why do you have to say it? Meaning, basically, the common denominator, the two answers of Tosas is the issue of Kiyum Shtaros is taken care of. Either we have two witnesses that already testified about the signatures, so the Kiyum Shtaros issue is taken care of, or it's Ba'osa Medina Medina Sayam. It's from Teaneck to the five towns, and there's people traveling back and forth all the time, so there's always going to be somebody who already recognizes the signatures. That's what we're talking about. So that's the Gemara's Kasha.
The whole machlokes of Grover and Rabba wasn't by 1/8. If you have two shlichim, so regardless if it's Kiyum Shtaros or Lashma, they could be a witness to one of them. So like if you have two shlichim, according to Rabba, that says Lashma, right? If you have two shlichim, they technically could be a witness saying it was not Lashma. No, same concept.
Well, but how do we know that they know it was signed Lishma? They know who signed it, but they don't know it was also. It needs to be written Lishma, right? According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's got to be written Lishma. Just because they recognize the signatures doesn't mean they know it was Lishma. They have to say that's why they have to say to say that it was written Lishma, right? So says Ihachi Chad Nami. If it's after Lishma, if everybody knows the rules of Lishma, already, it's even one aid. Even one inch should not have to say b'fananef and anechtam if the Kiyum Shtaros is taken care of, or it's ba'osa medina b'medina sayam. Says the Gemara, no, we're worried about lishma gzera shamayaks the devil kukulo. We're afraid people will forget about the din. Says Gemara, yachi beitrei nami. Even two people should have to say it. Says the Gemara, beitrei the ma'isegita. Two people to carry get is milsa de lo shchicha. Umilsa de lo shchicha lo gozer abanin. Says the Gemara, v'ha'isha de lo shchicha utnan. Isn't a woman also a case of not shchiach utnan? Hayisha atim b'vayegita uvachi yatsin tichalom fanatam nechtam. Says the Gemara, shalatachlo b'shlichus. The same thing we said before. Yachi bal nami. So then the husband also should have to say it. Alamatani who atzim shevigita ein tichalom fanatam nechtam. Says the Gemara, tam ma'am rabbanin tichalom fanatam nechtam. Dil masi ba ma'ar pasalei. This is all exactly the same as we just said before. Why do we say that any shliach has to say b'fananetam? It's because you're afraid the husband is going to come and disqualify it. But if he himself is carrying it, has to make a nakal lebiyad. If the husband himself is bringing it, there ure kama arale. He himself is going to be carrying the get. He's going to give it to his wife, and he's going to say it was a forgery. That's ridiculous. If he himself carries it and gives it, we don't believe him to say it was a forgery. So the Gemara gets out of this problem. Again, let's just review some of the main points over here. We just learned, if the husband himself is bringing the get and he delivers it to the wife, so he doesn't have to say b'fananef b'fananef. If the woman herself is carrying it, she does have to say it. If two witnesses are carrying it, they do not have to say it, right? We said if two witnesses are carrying it, we said before, they do not have to say b'fananef b'fananef. And a pikeach v'nischaresh who can't speak, so we say just get two witnesses who recognize the signatures. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Tashma, another attempted proof against Rabbah. You see where this is going, Rabbi Yosef, right? You see that we keep on challenging Rabbah. The Gemara kvetches answers out of it, but we see that Rabbah's really on the defense here. And that's going to lead to the Gemara saying, and we don't follow Rabbah. We'll see in a minute. Let's go. I think, if I remember correctly. Says Gemara, Tashma, Hamevi get mimdina sayam, unisano la, a person who brings the get mimdina and he gives it to the wife, v'loy omer la b'fananechtam, if he forgot to say b'fananechtam, im niskayim b'chosam of kosher, if you find witnesses that recognize the signatures, it's kosher, v'im lav pasul. If you don't find anybody, so it's going to be puzzle. Heve lo hutzruchu lo manetam lahach miolea elala hakilalea. The whole requirement of manetam was not made to be strict on her. It was to be lenient to allow her to rely on it. But if you find two aidim to be mekayim the chosamav, that's good too. If you say manetam, you don't need two witnesses to be mekayim the signatures if the husband is ma'ara. But if you don't say b'fananetam, just find two witnesses. Again, what about the lishma? Says the Gemara, l'rava nicha, l'rabba kasha. Same answer. Hachamai askin la'acha shalamdu. Says the Gemara, but wait a second. But you said, v'ha'amris, g'zeir shav yaksa davar l'kul kulo. But didn't you say that even la'acha shalamdu, still an individual witness who's not a pikeach v'nischarish, right? Who's not, so regular people have to say it. So what do you mean? How could you say if he doesn't say it, it's okay? What about the lishma thing? You should disqualify the get because maybe it'll come a time where people are no longer baki in lishma. Like we said before, that's why you have to say b'fananatam. So what do you tell me if you don't say it, it's okay? Answers the Gemara, kishenises. No, that gezerah is only gezerah d'rabanan. Here we're talking about a case where the woman already went and married somebody else with this get. She went ahead and married somebody else. So the Chacham say, it's enough just to find two witnesses who recognize the signatures. She read it, so we're not worried. It was La'acha Shalamdu, so we're not worried about Lishma. And we're not going to, just because she didn't say, just because the Shliach didn't say B'fananetam, we're not going to make a gzera if she already got married. If she already married somebody else. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, if it's only if the Chachamim only did not disqualify this get, if she already went ahead and married, heavy lo hutzchalom fanetam fanetam lahakmila el lahakmila. So that's not the right reason. It's not because it was only lahakmila lahakil mishum denises who. It's not because we don't want to be machmer and we want to be linu. It's because she already got remarried. Says Gemara, you're right. That's exactly what it means. Hachikamar. Since she already got married and disqualifying the get would be a chumrah on her, we do not hold true to the gzeira of Fananetam in a case where it will be a strictness. If you want to suggest to me to be machmir and make her get out of the marriage, that's exactly what it means to say. Since she already got remarried, we'll just find two witnesses to be Mekayim the Shtaros. And why is it that we allow this? Taimamai Dilmasi Bamara Pasale. The whole reason why we require Kiyum Shtaros is because maybe the husband will come and disqualify it. Hashta ba lo kama arer. Ananekam an arale. Now the husband hasn't yet been ma'ar on the get. We're going to go be ma'ar on it and disqualify it. So since the husband hasn't been ma'ar, we're not going to disqualify it. And the Gemara says, Rabba and Rava, Biplugta to Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The Gemara says, Rabba and Rava have this machlokas about, are we worried about Lishma or not? Is in fact a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Chad Omar. So one opinion says, Lefish ein mikin Lishma. Chad Omar, Lefish ein edim mitsuyin lekaimo. Says Gemara, Tistayim de Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Huda Omar, Lefish ein mikin Lishma. Let's bring a proof of this. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says that the reason for saying b'fananechtav is that people are not expert in Lishma. The Rabbi Shimon bar Abba Isi Gita. Rabbi Shimon bar Abba brought a get from the Vinyan Lakame to Rabbi Shimon Levi. So he brought a get in front of Rabbi Shimon Levi. V'armale, Tzrichina lo meimar b'fananechtav lo. Do I have to say b'fananechtav or not? Armale, Rabbi Shimon Levi said to him, lo tzriches. You don't have to say b'fananechtav. Why? Loi amru el b'doros harishon shein b'kin l'shma. Abel b'doros ha'achronim de b'kin l'shma lo tistayim. It's all about the l'shma. So tistayim, this seems to be a proof that Rabbi Shimon Levi is the one who holds like Rabba that it's because of ein b'kin l'shma. He says that nowadays you don't have to say it anymore. Says the Gemara. We have two problems with this. The Tizbara of Harabba is slayed the Rava. Didn't we just say the Rabba also gives the Rava? So even if there's no Lishma problem, you should have to say the fun of that because you don't have witnesses who recognize the signatures. That's one kasha. And what's the other kasha? Aren't we worried about it going back to a time where people are not going to be Bekiyin Lishma? Didn't we say before that everybody has to still say it? because we're worried about it's going to go back to a time where people are going to forget about the din of lishma. Va'od ha'arminan shemayach sadav l'kukulo. Ella, Rabbi Shimon bar Abba inishach karina hava ba'adei. It was two people who were carrying it. Rabbi Shimon bar Abba had another person with him. And earlier we learned, if two people are carrying it, they don't have to say because it's a milsat lo shchicha. The reason why we don't mention the other dude in the story, Mishim Kvod to the Rabbi Shimon, because he was a chash of a person. So we say it was only him carrying it. But really, there was another guy carrying also. Oh. Now, Itmar. We learned previously, and now we're going to learn it, Bifnei Kama Nos Nola, in front of how many people does the shliach have to deliver the get to the wife? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina have machlokes about this. In front of how many people does he have to give her the get? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. Chad Omar b'fnei shnayim, chad Omar b'fnei shlosha. One of them says you have to deliver the get in front of two people, and one of them says you have to deliver the get in front of three people. Tistayim to Rabbi Yochanan da Omar b'fnei shnayim. Let's bring a proof that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says you can deliver the get only in front of two people. The Ravin Barav Chista Aisei Gita. Ravin Barav Chista was a shliach who brought a get from Dinas Yam L'Kamei to Rabbi Yochanan. V'omar lei zil hav lei ba'pei trei. Rabbi Yochanan said, go deliver the get in front of two people. V'emelahu, and when you give the get in front of two people, say in front of them, b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. Tistayim. So there seems to be a proof that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who holds that you can deliver a get only in front of two. Says the Gemara, you're right, it's a good raya. Let us say that this machlokus of whether you have to give the get in front of two or in front of three is the same machlokus as Rabba and Rava about whether or not you're worried about Lishma also, or you're only worried about Edim, Mesuyah, and Lekaima. Whoa. Worlds colliding. Lema Bahakam Ithlgate. Demand Amar Bifnei Shnayim Kasavar Lefish Ein Bikim Lishma. It's the opposite of what you would have thought. The one who says you can deliver the get in front of two holds that it's because of lishma. Now, to determine that the get was written lishma, you don't need a bezdin. It's just enough to have two witnesses. So if the two witnesses testify and say that the shliach said b'fanei nechtam or b'fanei nechtam, even if the husband comes and complains and says it was a forgery, we're not going to believe it. Because you have two witnesses. And the one who says you have to deliver the get in front of three, it's because this is a form of kiyum shtaros. And the halacha is, kiyum shtaros has to be done in bezdin. So kiyum shtaros needs a bezdin. Just to testify that the get was lishma, you don't need a bezdin. It's enough to have two witnesses that know that it was written lishma. You don't need bezdin for that. But the process of kiyum shtaros, of upholding a shtar that was claimed to be a forgery, kiyum shtaros has to be done in bezdin. So maybe that's why you need three. Says the Gemara, no, v'tizbara. You want to tell me that that's what Rabbi Yochanan and Chanina are arguing about? What do you mean? But then, Midi Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, we just proved beforehand that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was the one who said Lefish Ein Biki Lishma. That would mean Rabbi Yochanan, he was the one arguing with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi beforehand. So if Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said it's Lishma, that means Rabbi Yochanan holds Lefish Ein Eidim Mitzuyin Lekaimo. So Rabbi Yochanan falls out in the wrong direction. Says one, Midir Hashem Levi Amar Lefish Ein Bikin Lishma. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lefish Ein Deinim Mitzuyin Lekaimo. V'hacha Heichi Kam Rabbi Yochanan B'fnei Shnayim. V'od HaRabba Islay the Rabba. Didn't we say that each one needs the other opinion also? Says the Gemara, you're right. So Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina are not arguing about Rabba and Rabba. Says one, Ela Dekulei Alma B'inim Eidim Mitzuyin Lekaimo. Rabba agrees to Rabba, and everyone agrees, even Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina, who argue whether you have to give it in front of two or in front of three, they both agree that you need Eidim Mitzuyin L'Kaimo. that really you should need a bezdin of three. They both agree they need a bezdin, but they're arguing two or three about something else. They're arguing about something totally different. They're arguing about, can a shliach become an aid, and can an aid become a dayan? Manda Amar b'fnei shnayim Rabbi Yochanan that says you could give the get in front of two kasavar shliach nasa aid ve'aid nasa dayan. Just like we know that a shliach can become an aid, so too an aid can become a dayan. And therefore, if the shliach himself comes and delivers it in front of two, he himself can become a dayan to do the kiyum shtaros. Even though we know that a shliach can become an aid, but the ain aid nasa dayan, but an aid cannot become a dayan. Now, what's the classic examples of shliach nasa aid and aid nasa dayan? It's a little strange that the Gemara throws in shliach nasa aid over here. Really, it's whether aid nasa dayan is really the issue. But let's review the cases very quickly. Gemara and Kiddushin, Rav and Devei Rav Shelem Machlokas. Can a shliach also become an aid on the Maisa Shlichas? Let's take for example, a person sends a shliach to be Mekadosh a woman for him. I want you to go be Mekadosh a woman. Here, take this ring and go be Mekadosh a woman for me. Does he have to be Mekadosh a woman in front of two aidim aside from himself? Or can he just have one aid and he himself, the shliach, can become an aid? Or a lovet that sends a shliach to the malva to pay back a debt. Does he have to pay back the debt in front of one person or in front of two? Shliach nasa aid. Right? The question is, the shliach, he's a baldover. Right? So maybe he's going to have to, maybe he's not a kosher, a witness, because he's the guy who's doing it. So how can he testify about himself that he delivered it? So that's the question, whether shliach nasa aid. Ravold shliach nasa aid. Since he doesn't care about it, he has no dog in the fight of whether she's married or not. He's just a shliach. So he could become an aid. So that's one issue. What about aid nasa dayan? Let's say a guy sees a murder. Can he be a judge to judge the murder if he saw the murder? So aid nasa dayan. So that's a question over here. Here you have a shliach becoming an aid and aid nasa dayan. Oh. Or let's say a guy sees that it's the new month. He sees the new moon himself. Can he be a judge to say, Mekudosh, Mekudosh, Mekudosh? He saw it himself. Can he accept the testimony from Baal? So maybe he's Nagei Bedever because he saw it himself.
What about the woman? Who's saying the woman could be the aid, but you can't be a dayan.
Right. So maybe in the case of where the woman would be bringing it, then you're right. Maybe not. But here we're talking about a regular case of a... that's a good question, Avi. Ask the Gemara. But don't we have a klal b'derabanan to aid nasa dayan? That by a din derabanan, an aid can become a dayan? Don't we have a rule that by a din derabanan, aid nasa dayan? And this whole din is a din derabanan. So, says the Gemara, you're right. So that can't be what they're arguing about. Everyone agrees aid nasa dayan over here because it's din derabanan. Elahacha b'halka miflgei. Demar savar kevan d'ish. Oh, Avi's point. Demar suffer came into Ishak Sheir Lahavi Yisai Get. Since the woman is allowed to bring the get, Zimnin Demaisel Issa Vesamchi Allah. Oh, they're going to say, right, so that's why you require three. Because when a woman brings the get, you're always going to need three, like Avi said. Very beautiful. V'idach Isha Meide Yade Velo Samchi Allah. No. Everybody knows that a woman can't be a judge. And therefore, we're not worried that when she brings it, we know that we're going to have three other people because a woman can't be a judge. So we're not worried that people are going to get confused. Tani Kavasi de Rabbi Yochanan. We learned in the Braisa supporting Rabbi Yochanan that a shliach only gives the get in front of two people. Hamidin gem dina sayam un son Allah v'lo orlo in front of the netav yotzi v'avlad mamzer divra meir. Wow, a guy who brings the get in front of he didn't say in front of the netav, but then she goes ahead and gets married. So he violated the din derabanan. Rabbi Meir says you violated the din derabanan. Too bad she married somebody else, even if she had a kid with that. So the second husband has to divorce her, and if she had a kid with the second husband, the kid's a mamzer midirabanan. Divra meir. V'chamorim ein avlad mamzer. No, ketzad yaseh. No problem. Yitleda haimena. give it back to the guy. He goes ahead and gives it in front of two people. No problem. Just redo, do it over again. Let him give the get to the woman again and save it for the second time. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Meir, Mishum Talom, Yotziv Avlad, Mamzer. What do you mean? But it had Eidim on it, and the get's a kosher get. Says the Gemara, in, yes. Rabbi Meir, Latame, Dam Ravunu, Mishum Deula, Omar Hay, Rabbi Meir, Kol Hamishanim, Mimabeh, Shatabacham, Begitten. Anybody that doesn't listen to the way the rabbi said to give a get, the rabbi said you have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. In this case, they didn't. They violated the din b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. So yotzi v'avlad mamzer. Since he didn't say it, he changed the rules, and the kid is a mamzer. One more line, says the Gemara. Para. Bar Hadaya boy la suya gita. Bar Hadaya wanted to bring a get from Medina Sayam to Eretz Yisrael. Asal kamei to Rabbi Achi. He brought the get from Rabbi Achi. Da'av memuna agita. He was in charge of the gittin. And he was in charge of paskling Hilchas gittin. Amale. Tzarech atalamot al kol os va'os. You have to testify b'fanei nechtav and b'fanei nechtam on every single letter in the get. Also, when he came in front of Rabbi Amir Asi, Amri lay lo tzriches. You don't have to testify that every letter was written l'shma. You don't have to testify at every letter. Too much singing last night. If you want to be machmir and say every letter, nimtzat motzi laza gitna rishonim. Other shluchim that didn't see every single letter written l'shma, you're going to say those are pasul. So therefore, you don't have to say it. And even if you want to be machmir and say that you saw every letter written l'shma, don't say that. Because then people are going to think if you didn't see every letter, you don't say it. Rabba bar bar chana aisi gita, he brought a get. Palga ichtav kameh, half it was written in front of him. Palga upaga lochtav kameh, and half it was not written in front of him. Asal kameh the Rabbi Lazar. Amalei afil kasabay l'shita achas l'shma. Even if the shliach only saw one line being written l'shma, that's enough. Shuvei no tzarech, we assume the rest of it was l'shma also. We assume if the guy started at l'shma, that's good enough. Ravashi omar afilu kan kulmusa v'kan megilta. Even if you just heard the sofer preparing the klaf, lishma, he was like, he was just preparing the klaf, or preparing the ink, preparing the quill, lishma, and preparing the klaf, lishma, that's good enough. We assume the whole rest of it was written lishma. He said, I'm writing this get, l'shem this, while he was preparing the klaf, or he's preparing the quill, that's good enough.
How do you know it's for this get?
The quill?
Yeah, when you're preparing it, like it's...
The quill and the cloth. Right, but so that's considered to be enough. If he's sitting down to write the get, he's sitting down now to write the get. And we know that he sat down at this stage and he wrote this get. He wrote this get. So when he prepared the quill, he prepared the cloth, and he wrote this get, so that's enough. So we'll see in tomorrow's daf what this machlokas is based upon. Do you have to see here every? Do you have to know that he wrote every letter lishma, or no? It's enough that he wrote one line, or no? Even if he just prepared the quill and the, you know, that's enough. So we'll see in tomorrow's daf what that's based upon. Everyone should have a great day. Thank you very much for coming to the amazing Siyum last night. Thanks to Rabbi Brazil and Rebbe from Brazil for hosting. And everyone should have an amazing day, Be'ez Hashem. A chodesh toiv, a kutn chodesh.